He was promoted on November 1st, 1862. Rhodes praised him, as did D.H. Hill, for his action during the Maryland campaign. Rhodes, who himself had done so well in that campaign, said that at South Mountain, Gordon led the 6th Alabama, quote, in a manner I have never heard or seen equaled in this war. And Daniel Harvey Hill, talking about Gordon down through Antietam from the 7 days to Antietam, said that he'd done a very good job at Seven Pines, a very good job in the 7 days, but he was even better in Maryland. And then he added, our language is not capable of expressing a higher compliment than to say he was even better in Maryland than he was earlier in the year. So here he is, a brigadier general before the end of 1862, and he did very well at that rank. He's in Jubal Early's division in the Army in Northern Virginia, in the 2nd Corps, in Jackson's 2nd Corps, in Jubal Early's division. He fought under Early at what was called 2nd Fredericksburg, that is, the fighting at the Fredericksburg end of the line during the Chancellorsville campaign, and also at Salem Church, the action that marked the end of the fighting during the Chancellorsville campaign. He did a good job in both instances. You'll remember our talking about how unhappy Lee was at Salem Church with the behavior of Lafayette McLaws and Richard H. Anderson, that they weren't aggressive as division commanders, that only Jubal Early was really aggressive at Salem Church. Well, Gordon was one of the brigades in Early's division that attacked with dash, or an elan, as they would have said during the Civil War. They loved French military terms and words during the Civil War, and that is one they loved to use. And that's what Gordon demonstrated at the Battle of Salem Church. He stood out in that battle and did very well overall in the Chancellorsville campaign. He did well again at Gettysburg. He came onto the field with the rest of Jubal Early's division on the afternoon of the first day, and his brigade played an important part in breaking the 11th Corps line north of town. They attacked the high ground known as Barlow's Knoll. It was Bloker's Knoll until Francis Barlow put his Union command on it. It was Barlow's Knoll ever after. But that's where Gordon's men fought, out north of town on the afternoon of July 1st. And they played an important part there, pursued the Federals into Gettysburg, just as Ramseur's brigade had over in Robert Rhodes's division, and had a quite satisfying part in that successful day for the Confederates. He ended up down below the Heights, Cemetery Hill, East Cemetery Hill, late in the day, and John Gordon is right at the front of that group of Confederates who, after the war, said that Ewell had done badly there, that if only Stonewall Jackson had been there, that Jackson would have taken that high ground, it would have been a much grander victory, if only, if only, if only. This is how he wrote about it in his memoirs. He said, no soldier in a great crisis ever wished more ardently for a deliverer's hand than I wished for 1 hour of Jackson when I was ordered to halt, that is, ordered not to attack the high ground there. Had Jackson been there, his quick eye would have caught at a glance the entire situation, and instead of halting me, he would have urged me forward. Well, there's a me quality to this statement that is all through the memoirs. If you read Gordon's memoirs, you have the sense about a half a dozen times that if only everybody else present would have done what Gordon wanted to do, the war would have been over and there would have been Confederate independence. It's all about Gordon in many ways. This is what he said after the war. At the time, he wrote a letter to his wife right after the battle. I mean, that night on July the 1st, he made no mention in that letter that Richard Ewell hadn't done well. There's not a hint in that letter that Richard Ewell should have done something that he didn't do. But post facto, he got on board with those who thought that Jackson would have been the answer and Ewell was a real problem. It had been a long day's fighting, as he noted in the letter to his wife on July 1st. His brigade had suffered losses. The men were tired. So Gordon, after the war, takes one position. It's a position he didn't take during the war. But he did a good job on the first day at Gettysburg, and that's really the end of his action there. He didn't have much of a role in the rest of the battle.